Blog Talk Radio.
Lady 64. It's a Thursday night and it is December the 10th. And I know everyone is ready for the holidays. I know I am. It's time for gift giving, and sometimes we have to go beyond the gift giving and go deeper. It's time for us to do some collecting our thoughts and looking back on this past year and all our accomplishments and our failures, and put them all together and kind of throw them out the window, because now there's an opportunity that we can start over again, and make things different and probably more happier than it was last year, and just being able to refresh, and that's what I'm looking forward to, renewing and starting over again, in other words, and the idea that the Lord, and I'm not getting preachy, but that the Lord allowed us to do this and to see more and learn more and take it on into the next year, and having a different attitude. And maybe sometimes people want that, but they can't have it all the time. And some people want to change but don't know how to change. Okay. After I'm getting that out of my system, I would like to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about why do you or whoever dates outside their race, are we denying ourselves the ability to love within our race, or are we fine with loving women? And this goes for men from other cultures and backgrounds. So I think I had an opportunity to interview a good friend of mine. We've been friends over about 17, 18 years or more. And I got an opportunity to interview her for this because we've had this conversation before, and I thought maybe if we get a different spin on it, I mean, if you can hear what she's talking about, you can kind of see how we see it as women, African-American women. And it's not to put anybody down, but it's to kind of wake us up and to widen our horizons and not always have such a bad attitude toward men who do date outside their race, because for a long time I had problems with it, and I dated outside my race, and I had problems with it. So it does make you have a lot of misfeelings, and what you do is your business, who you love is your business, but sometimes we as African-American women, we struggle so much with everything, and to see us being ignored by our own race of men, yes, that bothers us a lot. It, regardless of what nobody says, it does bother us. So what we're going to do is we're going to get into this interview, and I'm hoping we learn something from this, and each time that I do this show, I'm hoping something I'm giving to you guys, you're actually learning from it in some way, shape, form, or fashion. So let's get into the interview. Just a minute here.
you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How was your day today?
Well, it was really good.
Okay. Now, as you know, our topic is about dating outside of your race. And, you know, me and you had a conversation a while back, and I thought it would be interesting to talk about this on my radio show. So, let's get started. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and you kind of give me your answers to it, and, you know, in that sense. First question I want to ask you, first of all, how's the family? Because I didn't even get a chance to ask you that. I'm sorry.
Everybody's great.
Okay. Okay. First question I want to ask you is, can you give me your opinion on dating outside your race?
Teacher kids about your husband and your
should present ourselves in society?
I think just to say it itself is speaking to it. After a lot of I would say that it starts within the house. And if you're going to think of it as a house, and I hate when people always say, blame it on the white man, the white man, the pink.
Everybody, the people, and now he's trying to
being a man. But I said, okay, that's why I have people, and I'm not by myself. Okay, I'm just like, feel my insecurities. But then Dr. A asked me, you have to see your own insecurities in life. And then I have another person I know. This is good. People walk all over her, and she goes, that's okay, you only follow me, but okay, you stand it for yourself. It's not okay to keep the leaves you and do whatever they want to. And come in. You know, in the story where somebody was celebrating, going to a party and they put it, they didn't want to be part of the party, but didn't invite them. That's true. You don't want families to go have a party and they don't invite me. But then you go ahead and drink and stuff without me, and it's okay. And I'm still going to say, hey, my girl, to me, I'm talking to them because they don't want to. They come out and want to talk to you,
drain you. That's
Thank you. But I don't
or take charge of the relationship?
My man.
man has to get my hair done. I don't get the idea that my man has to get my feet done. I mean, even though that's something a man can do, but you know me and you already say we can do all that ourselves. We don't have to get a man to do that. Some men think that's gold digging. Oh, man, she only goes to the finest place to get her hair done. Her hair costs me $500 or $600. That's on you if you want to spend that kind of money.
That's
the kind of
thing. If he makes the kind of money and she's been with him all the time.
Why stop now?
No, I think actually, I mean, you know,
you
Than what I did, and obviously I didn't. I hope everything turns out right with this interview. It did sound kind of muffled. And I'm hoping what we discussed here really can help people out and help women out to better understand who they are and their plan in life or how they see themselves when it comes to African-American men. And it's nothing wrong with dating outside your race. Really and truly, it's not. Because, like I said before, I've done it. But before I really, really got deep into dating outside my race, I was very angry at the African-American man. Because I'm saying, here we go. We're out here. Why don't you want to date us? You prefer the other color. You know, the idea, the myth that black women are pig-headed, they're strong-headed, they got a big mouth. You know, they walk around chewing gum, you know, and they got that shaking of the neck. It's not true. All of us are not like that. And I really believe, just like my friend was saying, it takes a strong man to deal with a strong woman. Men nowadays, because of, I think, the education level, there's more women graduating from colleges than there is men. So that's an intimidating factor in a man's mind. Well, she's smarter than me. Or a woman who's experienced more out of life than a man has. She know a little bit more than me. So that's an intimidating factor in their mind that those things is the reason why, oh, I'll get me just a regular white girl and be happy. Lots of those have it. Men have to understand, African-American men should understand in their mindset, if you go through our heritage, how important it is to us for us to strive to be better. And that's why I don't understand why African-American women our young women and our older women are regressing back to the ghetto-ness when we don't have to do that. You don't have to, you know, they talk about the roughneck man and I got to be this roughneck girl. You don't have to do that. Everybody has their own personality, their own culture, the way they see things in life, their own way of going. But overall, you need to present yourself in a way to make it appealing to men. Yeah, women are very assertive. We're aggressive. We go after what we want. We do that in business, we do that in work, and we do that in play. That's just how some women are. It's nothing wrong with that. What we have to understand, women, when they're the type of women, we want that type of man. We don't want nobody who can't do the same things that we're able to do. We want somebody who can either carry us along with them, bring us up, or teach us how to be like them, or just be with us, period. But we find ourselves getting caught up in sometimes really the wrong things in life. And loving someone could be hard and it can be and it could be rough, but you think about the children that becomes involved and what the kids have to go through when they're moving around, like if you have to move into an area where they're not used to, you know, mixed children or whatever. We have to look at that, because I'm not saying, I'm not making excuses why an African-American man should stay with an African-American woman. I'm just looking at our heritage and what we've been through as couples, as families. You know, our families were purposely torn apart back in ancestry and our heritage. They have been purposely torn apart. So why are we looking, and two, I know this too, and I just came to my mind. I got a little bit more time, and I will continue this next week to go into the articles, which I was not able to go into today. Because white women are untouchable, it's a challenge for an African-American man to have a white woman. And I'm talking about all cultures, not just white women, but any other color. And I say white because that's what you see a lot of. We're just starting to really, really get into Latina women. You know, Asian women always have been, you know, something they can get a hold to, in other words. And please, don't think I'm disrespecting any man who loves his wife for her or love his girlfriend for her, who she is, whether she's black, white, green, purple, or gold. It's just the ideal that we as African-American women always feel like we're being left out. We're left out in everything just about. So we have to struggle a little bit harder. We probably have to play the game a little bit harder than the next person because of who we are and how we were raised and how we see ourselves because of the dark skin. But I think all African-American women are beautiful women because we come in so many. We're the only culture that comes in the colors that we come in, and we're still strong and proud of who we are. And I think to a certain extent, some African-American men like to escape that. They like to escape their heritage. They like to feel that they can belong if they were something else or if they were with somebody else. Keep in mind, African-American man, please listen up. I'm not chastising you excuse me, for your beliefs. It's just the ideal that you should first consider us first before you decide to go the other route. Think of your children and think of what it'll do to you and your culture first and foremost. But you are able and willing to love other cultures and other women. There's nothing wrong with that. We were just kind of trying to bring together how important it is to sometimes love us and who we are. And love your black women. You have a black mother, you have a black grandmother. Love us. That's all we're asking for. And I know some of us feel from time to time that we don't need you, you know, but we do. We might not show it because we have to keep that hardness about ourselves. We don't need you to see us when we're weak. We want you to see us when we're strong so we can prove to you and let you see that we can be beside you when no one else will. I didn't get a chance to give out my number. 347-677-1749 is the call-in number. So next time you come on the show, please feel free to call in at 347-677-1749. I'm getting ready to close out, and like I said, we will be continuing this conversation next week, same time, same place. And then I should be heading out that next week on my way to Texas to hang out with my friend Regina. She always invites us over for New Year's, so we'll be hanging out with her on New Year's. I want to say thank you to everyone who listened in and the ones who haven't had a chance to lively listen in or take your time one day and just sit down and listen to my shows. And I need your feedback on what I'm not doing and how I can do things better. I really, 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 really would love to do that. Again, I'll see you next week, you guys. You have, when our conversation actually is going to, our discussion is going to continue so I can finish this up before I move on to something different. So I want to say good night, and I'm hoping you have a blessed evening and a great tomorrow because I will be off from work. Thank you, and you guys have a great day. Bye-bye.